Miami 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Dewline reported that Squadron Leader Jim Schofield became the first Royal Air Force pilot to complete a vertical landing in a Lockheed Martin F-35B. Flight Global's airline business team spent the week in Cape Town reporting from the IATA annual general meeting, the association's first AGM to be held in Africa for two decades. Our reporters published three daily magazines, which are available online, covering all of the major news from the event, including plans to import aviation safety standards in Africa. On Aerial View, Ari Agosi pondered the amount of patent applications submitted by Israel Aerospace Industries. Together with subsidiary Elta Systems, IAI filed 64 applications in 2012, putting it at the top of the list of patent applications among Israeli companies and research institutes. Many of these patents are kept in underground vaults to preserve their secrecy. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. UK investigators have confirmed that fan cowl doors were left unlatched after maintenance before a British Airways Airbus A319 suffered loss of the cowls on takeoff from London Heathrow on May 24th. Loss of the doors from both International Aero Engines V2500s during liftoff from runway 27L punctured a fuel pipe in the right-hand engine, the UK Air Accidents Investigation Branch states. The airframe and some aircraft systems also sustained damage. After the pilots elected to return to Heathrow, an external fire developed on the right-hand engine during approach. The crew shut down the engine. But the left-hand engine continued to perform normally throughout the flight, the AAIB says in an update to the inquiry. Airbus's first flying prototype, A350, has been transferred to the airframer's flight test team, although a date for a maiden sortie has yet to be established. The airframer declines to confirm the move or comment on the status of the aircraft's progress since its rollout on May 13th. It refers to EADS Chief Tom Ender's recent indications that the first flight could happen in weeks rather than simply during the summer. But a source familiar with the A350's test program says the transfer of MSN-1 to the flight test team has taken place. This will enable engine start and ground run testing to begin ahead of taxi trials. The A350-900 is fitted with Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines. Boeing workers have started a months-long process of joining the wings, fuselage sections, and systems of the first stretched 787-9 on May 30th in Everett, Washington. The 290-seat widebody also remains on track for first flight in the second half of 2013, according to Boeing. Delivery to launch customer Air New Zealand is scheduled in early 2014, a delay of roughly 4 years from the original plan. So far, 20 customers have bought a total of 355 787-9s, representing 40% of the 787 program's backlog. Stephen Trimble reports how first flight of the Pratt & Whitney PW1100G went exactly as it was planned more than 2 years ago and ended only moments ahead of a rainstorm that nearly spoiled the inaugural test. "It was Mother Nature or divine intervention that allowed us to complete the first flight before the downpour came in," says Bob Saya, Pratt & Whitney's Vice President of Next Generation Products. The maiden sortie of the first of two engines selected by Airbus to power the A320neo kicks off a year-long certification program using a total of 8 engines on board the PNW-owned Boeing 747SP flying testbed. Airbus has confirmed that British Airways' first A380 will be displayed during the Paris Air Show, which begins on June 17th. Flight Global reported in March that the airframer was in discussions with the carrier to bring the aircraft to the show, having previously done the same with a Korean Air and Malaysia Airlines A380. BA is due to take delivery of its first A380, configured with 469 seats, in July. The aircraft is powered by Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines.